You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I've got a really great girlfriend, but I think I suck as a boyfriend. Sometimes I don't know what to do, and sometimes I'm too tired to do it. Any ideas?
Once again on The Bridge Loud, my name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
The best husband in the world.
Okay, and Jed Brewer.
Love is in the air.
Well, kind of. In a manner of speaking, we do have a question tonight. It came into our email inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in a question if you have one. This week's question says, I've got a really great girlfriend. So it starts out romantic.
Sure, that's great.
But I think I suck as a boyfriend.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't know what to do, and sometimes I'm too tired to do anything. Any ideas? Well, Glenn, as the greatest husband,
yes,
and this or any generation,
yes.
What advice would you have?
Well, as a self-declared great husband,
that's the best kind.
You know, then yeah,
a so-called great husband.
Yeah, if I have any decent husbanding qualities in me, it's because I've made all the mistakes.
Well, that's one way to go.
We want to start with that, and we want to start with the fact that we all begin bad at relationships.
Yeah.
If I say, here's a tuba, play this tuba, you're going to make awful sounds with it from the beginning. That's the nature of the tuba. So I think we ought to look at ourselves and give ourselves a bit of a break on that same point that, there are some things we may be new to, really. And there may be some mistakes that we've made over and over again simply because we haven't gotten the sense of what that's about and what have you. But that's the human condition. So let's start by giving you a break. I don't think we're going to move off of square one if we don't have a view of your potential and the fact that you're, this doesn't mean you're an awful person.
Exactly right. Jed, I think we can expand that point a little bit because not only does everyone start out bad at being in relationships, that's because how would you be good at this?
Absolutely. Everyone starts out bad and everyone starts out clueless. You don't know how to do this. You are not born with this knowledge. Neither am I, neither are any of us on the show, neither is your girlfriend. So what we have to do is we have to learn, and a big part of learning is asking for help. You've done that with us, which is awesome. We're really glad that you've written in. But you should also talk to your girlfriend. You say that you've got a really great girlfriend. That's fantastic. You might ask her, what do I do that works for you? And what do I do that doesn't work for you? A pro tip from someone who's made a lot of mistakes is your idea of what's working, not working may not square with her idea of what's working and not working. You'd be surprised. The only way for you to learn is to ask. Ask and go in with an open mind. Here's the funny thing. If you're coming from a place of humility, saying, look, I know I don't know how to do all this right, and I'm prepared to learn. I'm prepared to be taught. I'm prepared to receive good input. Your girlfriend's not going to look down on you. We're not looking down on you. And you get some good information. You can incorporate that. That will lead to you being a better boyfriend. We've made progress. That's great. That's really the thing. Progress is what we're looking for here, not perfection. There is no perfect, but we can all make progress. Regardless of where we're starting from.
That's really absolutely right. When we look at something like this, it also doesn't do any good. It doesn't get us towards that progress to be embarrassed about not knowing what to do. Because again, if we just gave you a bunch of planks of wood and said, cabinet, please.
Yeah.
As you've never been trained doing this, you wouldn't know how to do that.
Right.
But you wouldn't be embarrassed about not knowing.
That's right.
How to do that. And every relationship, every good relationship is unique and works, has its own quirks. So, you know, ask her and try to figure it out, and you're going to get where you're going. We'll come back with more advice on that right here on The Bridge Loud.
God, don't let me quit. Jesus, I don't have the strength unless you give me it. God, don't let me go. Selling out on who I am, what you have bought me for your own. God, don't let me think.
Welcome back to The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Boyfriend material.
Are you trying to sell us something?
That's what they used to definitely not say about me.
Mm. Oh, that was a twist ending. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Yeah, I've had similar non-assessments in my own life.
Just stay away.
Yeah, if you could be over there, right. Far, far over there.
Yes. We do have a boyfriending question tonight. I will very quickly share that my assessment of not boyfriend material was once so extreme that I had to spend a full 5 minutes explaining to the guy at the restaurant at the counter that, yes, I was paying for both of us. And he had a tone and eye contact with my girlfriend at the time, like, don't you worry, darling, we're going to get you out of this.
That's right. You start blinking Morse code.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to get through this together. So we've all had some issues. Including our question asker tonight. Your question asker is written into the bridge loud at gmail.com. Says, I've got a really great girlfriend, but I think I suck as a boyfriend. Sometimes I don't know what to do, and sometimes I'm too tired to do it. Any ideas? And, Jed, if I can get you to start us off, we talked last time about how a good relationship will take work.
Yeah.
But also, sometimes another thing we have to be honest about is, are we ready to do that?
No question about it. Let's repeat. It's important to know. All good relationships take work.
Right.
There are no relationships worth having that are work-free. If it's good, you're working at it. But it's okay to decide, I'm not in that place in my life. I have other things in my life I need to work on. Maybe it's my education or my job or my sobriety or whatever it is. I've got other things I need to focus on. I'm not in a place where I'm able to commit to a relationship right now, either this one or a different one. So I'm going to not do that for a while. I'm going to take a break and work on me, and we'll come back to this later. That's fine. I've had to do that at points in my life. Glenn has had to do that at points in his life. We've actually all been there, and that's okay.
Absolutely right. And Glenn, another thing that tends to happen when we make these assessments about are we putting work here is sometimes we get to a point where we say, you know what, she seems great or he seems great, and on paper this really works and all our friends like it, but something here is just not clicking right now. And that can either mean kick it up the work or not give it away, but relationships are complicated and that's okay, right?
That's right. I mean, I think there's a tendency for insecurity to drive a certain kind of mentality where we say, I don't know if I'm good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's actually better for putting in the work to say, I know I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what will then spur me on to rising up. I'm a scoundrel. I don't care if I'm good enough for this woman that I have actually married. I know I'm not good enough.
Sure.
I know this.
But you want to stay married to her, so therefore work to bridge that gap.
Exactly right. That's the only thing that's left. I'm just enough of a scoundrel to be happy to try and get away with something I don't deserve. But I recognize off of that I have to work in order to get that done. So sort of being in between on that, I think, is what hurts us.
That's absolutely right. One of the things you'll probably hear us point to a couple times on this show, and when we do other episodes about relationships, is a good relationship is a good thing to want and a good thing to work for. Just a relationship in and of itself has no inherent positive values and really could go the other way. So it's worth part of the work you want to do on a good relationship is looking at these kind of factors, say, is the other partner in a position to put in the work that's necessary? And if we decide that we are and this is something we want, we'll come back with a few more tips on how to do that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm once again joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm still married.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're never quite sure.
Sure, you check in.
Yeah, from segment to segment. I'm still on a temporary probation.
Sure, it's a running gig. Jed Brewer also joins us.
I am celebrating Glenn's successful maintenance of his double secret marital probation.
That's right.
Glenn is always on some sort of marital probation.
That's right.
And we have a question tonight that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com, and it says, I've got a really great girlfriend, but I think I suck as a boyfriend. Sometimes I don't know what to do, and sometimes I'm too tired to do it. Any ideas? And we talked, Glenn, I'll get you to start us off here. We talked in the last segment about sometimes it's okay to make the assessment of I'm just don't have the energy, or this isn't the situation in which to put in the work. But if we've decided I want to do it, it's time to put in the work. That really, you need to sell out at some point and really put in the work, right?
Absolutely right. But I think that the thing in terms of putting in that work is finding a way to really rise to that occasion. I think we can, especially as men, I think we can focus on our skill or lack thereof and let that intimidate us into inaction.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're way better off to push ourselves to act even if you have no clue. Because
yeah.
I think we can trust the partners that we have in life to understand this is a person who's trying.
Yeah.
This is not it, but they're trying. And it's very easy, if you know this person is really committed and they're really trying, to steer that towards something that does work. You know, but whereas someone who's sort of intimidated, overwhelmed, insecure, what have you, they're going to be in a state of inaction, and that's never going to succeed. Yeah.
Absolutely right. And Jeff, if I can get you pickles up there, I love this idea of if you do something. The overall theory on relationships around here that we talk about and that we tell the people we work with in our day job, kind of recovering addicts and people getting out of jail, is take out the trash.
Yep.
Be that literally or metaphorically, start taking out the trash in this relationship.
That's exactly right. Here's what's always kind of the sign of trouble ahead to me with relationships when people say, well, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. That's a bad sign. Master Yoda said to Luke, do or do not. There is no try. That's good advice for relationships. If you have found someone who's amazing and you want to be in a relationship with them, then sure, you're not a good boyfriend today, but you can make that happen. You can start with the things you can see. She likes flowers. I will bring flowers.
Right.
She doesn't like carrying out trash. I will carry out trash.
Right.
She likes it when I do this. She doesn't like when I don't do that. I will adjust accordingly. You can do that. I bet when you look at your life, you've got examples of things where you've taken that approach before. You said, I'm gonna man up. I'm going to get after this thing. I'm going to do it. And you did. Maybe not perfectly. Maybe not smoothly. But you wound up way, way better than you were. And so it is here.
Absolutely right. Another phrase we have for relationships around here is bailing water.
Yep.
That's right.
The idea on that being, if you were in a boat and it was sinking, your first thought would not be, what is the most efficient or brilliant or necessary way to do this? You just start bailing water and kind of figure out as you go.
That's right.
That's how relationships feel sometimes. It is a lot of work. But if you get in that motion and you say, you know, I feel like I'm too tired to do stuff. If you get in that motion of making things better, that's going to make this relationship better. She's going to put more in the relationship and you're really going to be in a better spot. We'll come back with more on that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Chapel. Two men go to the church. The first steps up to the microphone to give the speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well behaved and generous. Then comes his crescendo.
God spoke up and waited, said his peace and made his move. Said that second guy's alright with me, yeah, there's freedom in the truth. Son, you are forgiven, so go in peace.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and one last time I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Master of Romance.
And Jed Brewer.
Romance Master.
That's a very weird kind of chop suey movie vibe to
neither of those things are true.
Nope.
The Lord, when he has either myself or Jed, and he's using us, he has a dull instrument in his hands.
Yeah, that's true. We continue to answer a question that came in tonight on The Bridge Loud. It says, I've got a really great girlfriend, but I think I suck as a boyfriend. Sometimes I don't know what to do, and sometimes I'm too tired to do it. Any ideas? And in the last segment, we talked about the idea of getting in motion, of serving someone, of just, you know, take out the trash, bring flowers, maybe a nice dinner, maybe to a fancy place, maybe to a place that serves a very special kind of sauce.
The secret sauce.
And Glenn, as we mentioned, you've been married for a while. You have been, as you describe it, married hard with a vengeance.
That's right.
And you have walked a number of people in various states of life kind of through relationship issues. So what are the kind of secret tips we can give here?
Well, I think the main thing is we're kind of continuing to kind of funnel down to is how you see yourself. If you see yourself as a dull instrument in God's hands, and that you know, I'm not the sharpest tool for this job, that's okay because you can become sharper.
Sure.
But it's about recognizing in our case, and we would say this as religious professionals, as people who help people get closer to God, that it's about finding a value, an inherent, an intrinsic value that you have before God, and that he has built things into you that haven't come to the surface yet, that are there, and believing that that potential exists, and that if we strive towards that, that stuff will emerge.
Absolutely right. And Jed, I'd love to get you to break that down for us just a little bit more. I think when people who maybe aren't used to hearing the kind of stuff that we would talk about on the Jesus tip hear something like that, they think, that seems very arrogant to say, well, I have this deep potential in me. But really, that is a humble thing to say, I have to now do the work to let that come to the fore, right?
There's no doubt about it. Humility just means having an accurate picture of yourself. That's actually all that word means. Here's the bottom line. If you look at your girlfriend and you say she deserves better, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Today, that is probably true. The question is, what next? If we decide that's the last word, she deserves better, and that's just the world we're living in,
right. You
will find a way to not be in that relationship.
Right, that's right.
That inadequacy will drive you crazy. You'll find a way to kill that relationship. Everybody does that. If you say, she deserves better, therefore, with God's help, I will become better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can grow. I can be more the man that she deserves, and I'm going to ask God to help me do that. I'm going to let that be a journey that I go on. That's the move of a humble man, and it's the move that will work.
Yes.
And it's the move that will pay off. You will become better. You can grow into the man that she deserves to be with. She will see that. The relationship will strengthen, and now we're off to the races.
And that applies to relationships. That applies to really most problems in life. We'll be back next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
God, I'm here to make